But now, Deep Water Man, a tale of the sea in the classic tradition, by Robert McCloskey. Bert Dow is an old deep water man. Retired, of course, but retired or not, he still keeps two boats. One is a dory, so old and so leaky that it can no longer be launched. Bert has painted it red and placed it on the little patch of lawn in front of his house, overlooking the bay. He's rigged it like one of the many ships he's sailed to all the corners of all the seven seas. It's filled plumb to the gunwales with earth, and every summer Bert plants it with geraniums and Indian peas. The geraniums brighten up the deck, and the Indian peas climb the rigging and sway this-a-way, that-a-way, in a smoky sou'wester. The other boat is an old double-ender named Tidely Idly, with a make-and-break engine. This boat leaks, too, except when it's pulled up on shore for caulking, patching, and painting, which is most of the time. "She's a good boat," says Bert, patting her on the stern and giving her propeller an affectionate kick. "She's got a few tender places in her planking, but you can't see daylight through her nowheres." The Tidely Idly is the pride and joy of Bert's life. And between odd jobs for natives and summer people, he keeps her painted and patched as best he can. Every time he does a paint job, he brings home the leftover paint and uses it on the Tidely Idly.